He was homed in on the center of the transmissions, a point just south of the knuckle. He had to stop often to check his bearings, for the terrain had made anything resembling a straight approach impossible. A seemingly endless series of eroded gullies and draws produced what amounted to a maze of narrow alleys between random groupings of walls 5 meters high. There was no pattern to either level or direction, and there were many dead ends. He had just completed another bearing check when he noticed he was no longer alone. Two warriors stood shoulder to shoulder in a clearing a few meters in front of him. Felix stared at them, too delighted with their very existence to speak. By the time he had gathered his wits enough to call out, one of them was already speaking.
"Don't try to stop us," said a man's nervous voice.
It was the last thing he would have expected to hear. He took an instinctive step toward them, then stopped. There was something wrong with these two. They seemed to edge away from him like children, like schoolboys caught. And then he had it. Deserters.
"Don't try to stop us,"
said the nervous voice again.
"All right," replied Felix dully.
"We don't want to hurt you,"
said a second voice, equally as strident as the first.
"Then don't," answered Felix blandly.
The two exchanged glances, then stared at him some more. They were privates, he saw from their markings. They began to ease by him slowly, not trusting him.
"Don't try anything,"
warned the first.
"All right."
"We don't want to fight you," said the second.
"Fine."
"We're going now,"
said the first.
"Where?"
For just an instant, they hesitated, and Felix thought he had gotten through to them. But then they were gone around a bend and out of sight.
"Where?"
he asked again.
"Where will you go?"
"This is Banshee." There was no reply. He keyed a dose of stimule into his system. He had had another less than an hour before, but suddenly he felt very weary.